Hey guys, welcome to Accents English. I'm Josh.
And I'm Cassie.
And today we're going to keep the conversation going about Christmas. And we want to talk a little bit more about the traditions of Christmas that we have here in the US, and probably a lot of them are the same that you would have anywhere, but
What's your favorite tradition or traditions
favorite tradition? Well,
of
I
Christmas?
really like, we kind of already talked about this, but I mean, I'm a little embarrassed to say it, but I really like the gifts.
The gifts. You love the gifts.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I always wanted to get a new cool toy. That
But
was a
did
big
you ever
deal.
do anything with your family members? Like something that you did every year together besides the
No, we were a
gifts?
very non-traditional family.
Non-traditional family.
Our tradition was to not have traditions.
Okay.
Yep.
We had lots of traditions in my house.
I do remember doing a secret, not Secret Santa, that's like another thing, but like a secret elf, undercover elf thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did. We got undercover elfed this year, where you would go, you have a
Yeah.
gift with a little note, and you come up to someone's door really sneakily, be very quiet. You knock, then you run and go away and jump in the car and run away.
Yep.
And I remember doing that a couple of years. And we would have to do it every day for 12 days because of the 12
Yeah,
days on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
my
And
family did
so,
the same thing.
yeah, I don't think we ever got caught.
I don't think we did either,
They
but it
must have
was
been,
fun.
yeah, they must have just been not trying to catch us.
Or maybe they didn't want it and they were just grumbly about it. I don't know. They
Yeah,
probably liked it.
they probably liked it. I remember people did it to us one time. I don't think we ever got them either.
Yeah.
And I remember like looking out for them even.
That's funny.
Yeah, so we had those. That was about as tradition as I got.
We had lots of traditions. Like when I was growing up, we had this nativity set that we would put out every Christmas Eve. And each piece had a little poem with it. And as an adult, I have my own set, and we keep that tradition going in our own family, although we do it at the beginning of the month rather than
Yeah.
at Christmas Eve.
What's a
So
nativity scene?
a nativity scene is like
It's also called a.
a creche. It's like the scene of when Jesus was born. So it's like a little baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph and shepherds and animals and wise men. Just kind of make a little scene with little pieces. And so we did that every year.
Yeah. I'm not even sure I had a. Yeah, I think later on at least we had one. I think I was young, I don't think we even had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got like four or five in our own house now.
Yeah. Now we did something the other night on Monday night. It's kind of a tradition now.
Yeah, for us now.
And I think I did it maybe a couple times when I was a kid, just when someone invited me.
Yeah.
And what am I talking about?
We went
We
caroling.
went caroling.
We
That's
have a
right.
friend that does it every year, and she invites us to join her and some other friends. And we go caroling to people that we know, and afterwards we go back to her house and have goodies.
And we
And
try
so
to
she
pick out
can.
people that we think will need it.
Yeah, some
Like, need
people
a
that would
pick
need
me
to
up.
pick me up.
Yeah. So we go and sing on people's doorsteps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah,
I
I
like
like
it.
it. It's a good time. Get to be with friends a little bit. And then, like you said, we go back and just mingle, basically, and eat cookies and
Hot cocoa and
hot cocoa.
cider.
Yeah, so there we go, wassailing with our wassail. There's another thing that we do in our fam. Well,
I did it
okay.
growing up.
You growing up. What are you talking about now?
Gingerbread
Yeah,
houses? Yeah, except
same
when I
thing.
was little, it was graham cracker houses. I don't think I
Crap.
ever used real gingerbread when I did houses growing up. I tried it once with the boys a few years ago and it turned out pretty good, but growing up it was graham cracker houses. And so you take, the graham crackers and some special frosting that glues the pieces together. And then use that same icing to stick all different kinds of candy on the house or around the house on a little like base, like a plate or something.
Yeah, and you guys do that, and then I don't think you guys ever eat it.
Oh, I ate mine when I was a kid.
When you were a kid, but I mean now.
And the boys eat theirs.
No.
Yes, they
We
do.
burned them last year, I'm pretty sure.
Well, they don't eat the graham cracker part, but they eat the candy off of it.
Oh, so you're still using graham crackers.
That's my plan for this year.
Yeah.
I'm feeling
Oh, is that
lazy.
why you had me get graham crackers
Yes.
today? Yeah. Yeah, speaking of which, I went to the grocery store today. Good grief. There's so many people there. But anyway, that's for another topic. So yeah, gingerbread houses have been like a good tradition that we've had in our family. This isn't really a tradition. It's something that a lot of people get, but it's just vacation.
Yeah, people take vacation because, people take vacation when their kids get off of school, and usually the week or so before Christmas and the week of Christmas, kids are out of school, and so they take that time to go on vacation someplace, or they go visit family, or family comes to visit them, or whatever, but.
I think that yesterday when I was at work, I sent some emails. I must have got back a good 20 out of office replies.
Wow.
Because people had already started vacation. And so generally in the US, we don't have to work on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve, which is the day before. This year, Christmas Eve is Sunday, which is normally not a working day anyway. And so they gave us Christmas Day and the day after Christmas off. Next year it won't be that way, because next year I think it's.
It'll be at.
Well, next year is a Tuesday and we're not getting Christmas Eve off.
That's weird.
Yeah. But,
Anyway.
yeah, and then of course, it's also a time a lot of companies tell you if you don't use your vacation, you lose it, such as with me. So I was looking at the. Towards the beginning of the month, I thought I'd just check how much vacation I have. And I noticed that I had quite a bit, and so I took like 3 Fridays in a row off. So I just had 4 day work weeks. And then the week of Christmas, I took. So two, I have Monday. Monday's Christmas is off. We got the day off of the next day. And then we had a. Like the 3 days after that. So, yeah, anyway, it was a good time. And then I got to take off some extra days this month that I wasn't expecting to.
Good. And we're
Yeah.
happy to have you
Yeah.
home.
We also normally visit family.
Yeah.
I'm not going to this year. We invited some to us.
Yeah. And hopefully they can still come. I've been a little bit sick. So
Yeah.
you can probably tell from my voice is being different. But yeah, hopefully we'll have some family come visit us next week.
That was like when I was in college, a couple thousand miles from home. That was the only time I went home pretty much. I felt like,
What's Christmas?
yeah, maybe once in the summer and once at Christmas. That was
So
it.
expensive to fly.
Yeah.
Well, if it's just one person, it's a little more
It was on a
manageable.
tight budget, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Well, guys, thanks for listening. Hope you kept up as we were speaking a little faster and learned a little bit more about how we talk about Christmas. We want to hear how you talk about it too. Join in the conversation. And we look forward to hear from you. See you later.
Bye.
Gracias por escuchar. Si le gustaría obtener más información, como una transcripción de nuestro podcast de hoy, visite a www. .accentslanguages.com. Acceso a las transcripciones aumentará su inglés en gran manera. See you guys later.